Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a colleague with Metro Research. We are conducting a survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming election. To make sure we have representation of all ages, may I please know the year of your birth?
1976.
Thank you so much. And just to confirm, what is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school graduate.
Thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. And just for statistical purposes, what is your race?
African American.
Thank you, ma'am. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state local offices this November.
Yeah.
How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November elections? You are almost certain to vote. Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'm going to vote.
Thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10. Yeah.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community from 0 to 10?
10. Yeah.
Thank you. Thinking about the upcoming elections, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? Could be healthcare, criminal justice reform, immigration, abortion, racism and discrimination, climate change, voting rights and democracy, Israel-Palestine conflict, jobs and the economy, student loans, forgiveness, cost of living and inflation, crime and violence. You can select up to two.
Okay, about the jobs and about the inflation. So, living.
Thank you so much. And we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and using a scale from 0 to 10, when 10 means that you feel very favorable towards them and 0 means that you feel very unfavorable. If you don't know or if you never heard of the people group, please indicate. So, let's start with the Republicans in Congress. From 0 to 10, how favorable it is for you?
10.
What about Kamala Harris from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. What about Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you. What about Democrats in Congress?
5.
Thank you. What about Hakeem Jeffries?
Never heard of him.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
I'll do Biden a 10.
Thank you so much. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? For Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or a third party or independent candidate?
I will go for Biden.
Thank you. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican candidate, Democratic candidate, or you are undecided?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. When it comes to campaign promises that President Biden made to black people during 2020 election, would you say that he has kept all his promises, kept most of his promises, kept some of his promises, kept few of his promises, and not kept any of his promises at all?
I say some.
Some, okay. Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or would it make no difference? Let's start with a person who wants to build black wealth, it will be more or less likely to support him?
That doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, okay. What about brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable? That makes it more or less likely to support him?
That matters, and I want to support it.
Okay. What about someone who grows the economy? It will make that person more or less likely to support him?
Less like.
Okay. Would you be somewhat less or much less likely?
Somewhat less.
Okay. What about someone who defends democracy? It would be more or less likely to support him?
Less likely.
What about someone who secures the border?
Less likely.
What about someone who looks out for people like you? Could be more or less likely?
More.
What about someone who puts people over politics? Would be more or less likely to support him?
More.
Thank you so much. For each of the following priorities, please tell me if you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10. Let's start with, is effective and gets things done. That for you describes or not describes the Democrats in the Congress from 0 to 10. Y se marchó.